I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last night, obviously, we had the Lions and Cowboys, and the Cowboys back down to earth now. So for Dallas, you would think that that's the nail in the coffin. We talked about this.
I'm saying,
you think it's over? Okay.
I do.
Lions finally looked like themselves. I have, you know, obviously we have other stuff going on. If I were into it, I would have bet the Lions there, thinking what I expected to happen the weeks prior didn't happen. And then last night would have been that chance to say, Detroit's going to look like Detroit at some point, and they certainly did last night with a huge win over over Dallas.
Yeah, I was into the game for most of it, and then started bouncing around a little bit. I sent you a text. I know you're into the Letterman interview thing on Netflix with the Sandler. Did you see it yet?
I did not. You watched the whole thing?
It's really good. You are gonna love it as a Letterman, you know, nutball. And maybe Sandler's number one fan. I think it was really, really good.
Did I tell you one of the coolest things I've ever done? I used to live on top of the Letterman studio.
I knew that. Okay.
And
I did know that.
I went to his final show ever.
I knew that too. Yeah, okay. Well, who was his guest though? Do you remember? Final show.
He didn't have a specific guest. He had 10 people do the top 10 list.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny you asked that because I was outside waiting online and somebody from like 1010 Wins was out there. And they come up to me like, hey.
John Montone?
Yeah, whoever it was. Who are you excited to see? Which guest are you excited to see? Or who do you hope? And I'm like, I don't care about the guest. I'm here for Dave. I love Dave. I mean, I like Jerry Seinfeld too, but I can watch him other plays. I'm here to see Dave Letterman's final show. Anyway, so I can't wait to get into that. What I did start to watch, and I didn't get through the whole thing, the Diddy.
Oh, told you. You saw the first episode?
I saw half of the first episode.
It's good, isn't it?
It's
good.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. The way he was raised with his mom and the parties and his dad kind of want to be, maybe not even want to be, maybe a true like uptown gangster back in the day.
Even the
parties, crazy stuff.
The footage though.
Yes.
That was shot 6 days before he got nabbed.
I know.
What is he doing with a film crew? And then you see him talking to his lawyers. Like
that's how it starts. He's in a hotel room talking to his lawyer.
Yeah, we're losing. We're losing.
Yes. I don't know, man. I wouldn't have cameras on me at that point. It probably speaks. Well, whatever. That's his thing. Yeah. I was going to say it's.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't even matter. But it is. It really is good. And how about some of the footage when he was at Mount St. Michael's High School that I told you about? I mean, think about the way the party started and how he was in a couple of videos early on as a dancer. I mean, the hustle was undeniable.
How about Kim Porter? That was his first wife.
Yes,
she was receptionist.
Yes,
she was with somebody else.
Yes.
And he was walking in there hitting on.
He wouldn't give up on her. Yeah. He kept going back to her.
I'm fascinated. I will dive into that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Now tomorrow I got Santa Land. That's
tomorrow. You doing Macy's?
Yeah.
Oh God bless this.
I'm already trying to tell Sammy like, hey, we're gonna see Santa tomorrow, but it's an hour and a half wait. just so you know, be prepared. There's a long wait going, at least an hour and a half.
I was going to say, you hope it's an hour, because I told you mine. Mine was 4.5 hours. They've streamlined the process. Mine was about 5-6 years ago. Sammy's four. No, I think my son was a little bit younger, and Kins was probably 2. Dude, almost 5 hours. But I know they do it differently. But you can tell her and brace her however you want. Yeah. She's a 4-year-old girl, a 4-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So she's going to have some rough moments.
I'm less worried about her, more worried about mommy.
yeah, I know. I was going to say, you know, I know you don't drink this.
How am I going to corral my wife for 2 hours on that line?
I know you don't drink this way, and neither do I, but if there's ever a day to bring a flask, that's the day.
Yeah, I got already a pack of Surfsides in the bag, so that's coming with
really?
Me. Yeah, wherever I go, Surfside comes with me, VT. You know that. Yeah. Linda is calling from Forest Hills. What's up, Linda?
Hello.
Good morning, men. Just wanted to say best of luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Brandon, I found myself agreeing with a lot of your Met takes over these years. So, best of luck to you.
Even the bad ones, like Lindor giving up switch hitting.
You're the one, Linda. With that.
guys, okay. David Stern. If he couldn't find the drive to get aggressive after signing Juan Soto this past offseason, am I supposed to suddenly believe that he's going to be aggressive this time around?
Okay, but hold on. Okay. Now, hold on. Good question. What or who did you want him to sign last year that he did not? Let's be specific.
Definitely, I wasn't expecting Griffin Canning, and I wasn't expecting Frankie Montas.
Okay, so you wanted more pitchers. Got it. That's fair. I thought you meant position players. I got you on that. Yep.
Now, here's the thing with the position players. If Pete Bolts, which it's looking like he might. Not that I'm averse to it, but Kyle Schwarber, if he's not going back to Philly, I think he's going back to Cincinnati. Bellinger, I think he's going back to the Yankees. Kyle Tucker, he's a great player, 30-30 guy. I don't see David Stern giving him 10 years.
Me neither.
That being the case, with all the and as far as McLain goes, I don't see him as... I want him in a competitive Mets team to be the number 3 starter. So along with the pitching issues that the Mets have, tell me as a Mets fan, what exactly do I have to look forward to if this Pobo is not exactly willing to budge on what he thinks is our fair deal for these types of players?
We got to let it play out. I mean, it's a fair point. I got you. That pointed analysis or concerns, those concerns, you got to save that for, you know, Valentine's Day, if nothing's really done of significance at that. There will be stuff done, but I think for me, and I think good stuff, I think the Mets are going to have a better offseason than the Yankees, unfortunately for me and for Yankee fans. I really do.
When you say better, you just mean more
active, more better players brought in. Both. I do. I've said that for a while. Yeah.
Sad state of affairs. I mean, because both need to be making big moves here.
The difference is the Yankees really don't need to do maybe one extra arm to get them through April and early May with all the injuries. But, I mean, they got to figure out some things on the position side. But we're talking about the Mets now. The only thing that can't happen last year, and we focus so much on Pete and the other guys and Lindor, you got to get Pitt, he's center fielder. The New York Mets cannot allow even McLain, who's unbelievable, Tong, Sproat. The pressure must be removed from them next year. There is no way you can start a season where you are putting these young... McLain's a little different, I admit that. But you can't just thrust them into this pressure cooker with no veteran studs to protect them.
But even,
and that's not going to happen.
But even... Yeah, exactly.
It's, I know it's not, but I'm just saying.
Even McLain, he can't go into next year being your number one.
I agree.
The other guys won't be in the rotation. Probably some will be traded, whatever.
You know, I think one of them might be.
I think
Sproat might be.
I mean, Tong should be nowhere near the rotation at this point. He's got a lot of development to do.
He does.
I would bet at least one of them gets traded, and the other one probably starts in the minors, and McLain should start the season as a number 3.
Yep.
But it's going to take a trade.
You're going to sign Valdez. Book it. You're going to sign Valdez. I know you don't love
Valdez,
him.
You think the one.
I think you're going to sign Valdez, and I think you're going to make a trade, whether it's a Joe Ryan or
Peralta.
Peralta from the Brewers, like things we've talked about. I'm almost positive you guys are going to sign Valdez.
I agree they're getting to. I don't understand the lack of confidence from Linda, though. That to me seems like pessimism. Again, I know the Mets did not win a year.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Year ago, David Stearns has a proven track record.
Yeah, but not here. No, but, really
but
yet.
But we talked about this. He inherited a team that was put together, essentially.
Yeah.
It's hard to completely fix a team that was already put together that you inherited. Mm-hmm. He didn't get this from scratch and be able to paint the canvas with it. Not to mention in his first year, which was an evaluation season, they had success. So he had no choice but to basically run it back. Really, this should have happened a year ago because the anomaly or the aberration was the fact that the Mets went on to the NLCS. The reality was they weren't very good in the majority of 2024. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know how it started. Obviously, we know how it ended. But in reality, they barely made the postseason. Then they went on that run, which led them to have more of a leash to say, okay, let's run it back with this core and see what they can do. Yep. They failed. Now he's taken a torch to it, as he should, and building it his way. But it's also not easy to do when you have some of these big contracts.
Well, think about this, and I'm gonna put a few of the New York teams on the board here and flip around and juxtapose a couple things. I'm gonna put the New York Giants, I'm gonna put the Knicks, and I'm gonna keep the Metsies on there. So couple of different situations. The Giants, talking about the Shane Dable regime, they didn't anticipate winning 9 times their first year, winning a road playoff game. I'm not saying they didn't want to win, but that was, I think, if you asked them and they were honest, I think that they were surprised by their success. And the surprise and the success more directly kind of pigeonholed them into doing some things they probably didn't want to do. Agree? Fair statement?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Giants, check. Now, so that was one of, and look where it is now.
Yeah.
It's gotten progressively worse and worse and worse. So that's not good. The Knicks, I'm talking about when Leon Rose first took over. The Knicks were not good. He hired a coach to make them competitive, and he just collected assets. That was one approach. And there was no marquee player, top 10 player, and no contracts that were so burdensome. You could kind of do whatever you want.
It was a clean slate,
Right. Different way to do it. Check. That was what the Knicks went through. The Mets with Stearns, the first year was really good. So kind of like the Giants,
correct,
more so than the Knicks. So when you're trying to, I don't want to say that you're just beholden to the previous year because you won unexpectedly, but there's got to be an element to an extent of carryover. You don't just blow it up when you win 99 games.
Think about it this way. We've been watching this team longer than Stearns, meaning he was in Milwaukee. We've been dealing with this stuff for years before that. I wanted to change the core after 2022 and the way that it went down. Even I, who already made my decision on saying the core wasn't good enough after the way that 2022 ended, even I had to say, you know what? I got to give them the benefit of the doubt because of what they did in 2024. 2023 was a mess. So for me, it's like, come on. What are we doing? You collapsed in 2022. 2023 was a mess. Time to change it up. 2024 started horrendously. Come on, change it up. Then they go on that run. Then it's like, all right, you know what?
Yeah.
Maybe I was wrong because they had some success in 2022 for the majority of that season until they blew the division.
101 wins, right?
Yeah.
Second most in Mets history, I think it was.
Until they blew that division.
Yep.
And then they had some success the end of 2024 through the postseason. So now you're thinking, all right, maybe if you add the right pieces, maybe they can get over the hump. But obviously now when you look at it in total, and Stearns has had two full seasons to evaluate it here, he knows it was nowhere near good enough, and now he's got to put his handprints on it, as he should. That's why he got hired by Steve Cohen.
Here's the irony. The success early complicated the job. Think about that.
Just like the Giants.
Yes.
He nailed it. It's the perfect example.
Yes, and I'll tell you what. I mean, if Daniel Jones doesn't roll into Minnesota, or they do, and he just plays poorly and they lose, I don't think that they come up with that contract. Much like if Pete doesn't hit the home run off Devin Williams, I don't think Pete's back that year.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Wood is in the Bronx. What's up, Wood?
Hey, yo, what up? It's Wood from the Bronx.
Yeah, we
Bronx
got that.
Big up. Hey, yo, first 2-1 things. Why didn't they hire Mark Jackson for the Knicks? You're the weakest team on the planet for not hiring Mark Jackson for the Knicks. I don't understand that.
That's a good topic in 2015.
I love him. He's a man from New York.
We're not talking about Mark. I love Mark Jackson. Stop. Come on. We're way past that, Mark. I would.
I'm saying he's a man from New York. Guarantee he's the guy. Van Gundy on the sideline.
Yeah.
I dumped that. I don't know. We don't want to get into that stuff. No, we appreciate the kind words.
Yeah, of course we do. I mean, the Mark Jackson thing was...
I knew we were going in the wrong direction with that.
So
I should have been able to...
You
want
to start breaking down Patrick Ewing's missed finger roll? I mean, it's a lot of... We could throw back time as much as... Hey, we got time, so...
it's been a long week, really.
I love Mark Jackson, but that ship has sailed, man. Nobody else in the NBA has hired him either, and there's reasons for that, which I'm not going to get into now.
Yeah, and the only reason why I wanted to go to it is because it said on the screen, Mike Brown sucks. So I was like, oh, okay.
I did see that.
We got somebody maybe in agreement with you. Yeah. 888-808-1019. And you know what's going to be the big topic here next week is obviously going to be all the hot stove stuff
meetings.
Of the winter meetings.
Yeah.
But the Giannis thing is going to continue to be front and center as it pertains to the Knicks. Forget about their results or their record or who's coaching the team. Until the Giannis thing gets resolved, it's going to be all about Giannis, as it should. I mean, he's that big of a star. We did the show on it yesterday, the majority of the show. That's going to be the main talking point as it pertains to the Knicks.
I would say, if you ask me, what is it, December 5th? I think it is December 5th. If you say, all right, for the next month or so, even the next 2 months, what's the biggest topics here? All right, when or if is Shane fired? Will the Jets draft the quarterback? Will the next Knicks get Giannis? And then obviously all the great hot stove that you and I have been throwing around for forever at this point.
Charlie's in Newburgh. What's up, Charlie?
Chuck.
He left, right? Chuck, you get the phone pot there, Rami? Charlie? No.
Charlie, okay. You good? No.
Frank is calling from White Plains. What's up, Frank? We got an issue with the phones here? I guess so. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I mean, Schwarber, Alonso, that's been the main topic here. Obviously, the Mets already made a big move with Devin Williams. We'll see what the Yankees do as I anticipate some action. You're saying the Yankees aren't going to have an active offseason here, but they got to do something. You're right. The Mets are in a worse spot than the Yankees were, meaning you got to rebuild an 83-win team who has a high payroll that couldn't even make the playoffs, whereas the Yankees win 94 games, lose the division on a tiebreaker. The steps that they have to climb the ladder are fewer than the Mets do, but they still need to climb some steps while the other teams are already climbing.
Yes, no, listen, it's less dire in the Bronx because right now the Yankees are better than the Mets. But I'm not saying they're not going to do anything, but let's do this very quickly here. Give me a yes or no. I want you to do it. You ready? You think Ben Rice is playing first base opening day? Ish. First, lefty-righty matchup aside. You think he's the first baseman?
Yes.
All right. You think Jazz is playing second base opening day?
I actually don't. Starting to hear some rumblings. We talked about this.
I've been saying for about 3 months now that there's no way they're going to extend him. And I said last week that they could trade him this offseason.
Yeah, I actually don't. I don't think he's going to be the second baseman, nor do I think he should be. I think that would be a good move from the
Yankees. Depending upon what they do. But the variable is he might not be back, right?
Right. Okay.
I'm kind of with you. Do you think Caballero's playing shortstop opening day?
Probably.
You think just holding playing third
holding
base?
Holding the seat for Volpe, for the Golden Boy.
Volpe.
Yeah.
Yep. The Golden Boy. Come on. Take it.
Oh, they love him.
I know they do. I'm still rooting for the kid so hard. I hope he figures things out. Real quick, the thing about Volpe, and this sucks, and I remember back in the day, like Michael Jordan, young basketball players, whether you're 7 or you're a young NBA player, the laboratory to add a part to your game is the summer. So, like, when Michael came in the NBA, he was just jumping over people, and then he came back with that little fall away like Kobe. You kind of add to your game. The problem for Volpe is that he's got a massive hole to clean up in his swing, and he can't go to work because his shoulder is still in a sling.
Right.
So, like, I don't know how you get a different player to start next year because he can't really put the work in. Not that he doesn't want to. If anything, I've heard he works too hard. Either way, Caballero shortstop opening day?
Yeah.
McMahon third base opening day?
I mean, it can't
But it's going to be.
Why is it going to be? It can.
So you say no?
I better not be.
I think it is. Wells behind the plate opening day.
Yeah.
Judge Ian Wright, of course. Grisham in center field opening day. Yes or no? Stanton DH in opening day? Yes or no?
Dude.
Well, so this is my
point.
But
it's just not good enough.
But when I tell you I don't think they're going to do that much, that's why.
So what do you think that they're going to do? Bring Bellinger back and that's it?
I think they're going to bring back Bellinger.
Trade Jazz?
I think there's a good chance they trade Jazz, and I believe they will get another pitcher. I do.
Woof. To me, that's not what I would be doing. You know who I'd like? Somebody came up yesterday on Baseball Night in New York. Brendan Donovan. From the Cardinals?
Yeah. They've liked him for a while, actually.
Yeah, he's the type of player that I want. Obviously, Kwan would be the dream for me. Put him in left field, Gold Glover, let him lead off in front of Judge. Can they get a leadoff hitter? Is that too much to ask? Yeah,
haven't had one since Derek and Nobby, so I don't know.
There's got to be some kind of improvement on this team other than bringing Bellinger back and saying, well, Cole back healthy is going to be the improvement, or even trading Jazz and changing that a little bit. There's got to be an improvement.
Well, you're getting probably 20 more starts from Schlittler. That's going to help there. But no, you can't bank on, you know, there could be sophomore regression. We've seen it many times in baseball with pitchers, sure.
Nick is calling from Franklin Square. What's up, Nick?
Yo, Nick.
Hey, how are you guys? Just want to say I love listening to you guys. I'm going to miss you guys on the in the afternoons.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Well, not the mornings?
One thing. Okay. The mornings. You know what I mean.
I got you. I'm
okay,
just messing with you.
Big time Mets fan. Okay, now, say we lose Pete. We go after Schwarber. Now, who we have to add somebody else besides Schwarber. Sal, I know you're a big time Mets fan. Who would you like to add besides Schwarber if we lose Pete? And also, what pitches would you like to go after? Because you like how you guys said McClain's going to be the number three. Who's your top two pitchers you want to go after?
Here's the problem with that, Nick, and thank you for the call. I wanted the Mets to trade for Tarik Skubal and sign Ranger Suarez, and I still want that to be the case. I just don't know how realistic that is at this point, meaning what's the availability of Skubal? We could talk about Skeens and Skubal all we want.
Yeah.
They have to be made available. And if they're made available, then the Mets make... See, the Mets can't make a move for Joe Ryan or Freddy Peralta and give up any asset that could potentially be used in a deal for Skubal.
Kind of like the Knicks with the Bridges, who now don't have the first round picks for Giannis.
You correct. They better, not that I want the Tigers to hold me up here, but you got to make sure that if he is available, you're in a spot to go trade for him, regardless of what it takes outside of Nolan McClain. So that would be my number one. But any way you slice it, I'll have my two guys. You'll have your two guys, BT. Our listeners, callers could have their two guys. They need two guys, like not just any arm, they need a number one and a number two. Who that is can vary. I gave you mine. I want Skubal and Suarez. I could be open to Peralta and Valdez. There's any kind of combination, but that's what they need to do. As far as replacing Alonso, I don't think you could do it outside of Kyle Schwarber. As far as the power goes.
Yeah. Now something else that you and I have thrown on the table, not even to necessarily revisit it now. It's on old shows. Yep. You guys can find it, free Odyssey app, whatever. But what about Tatis? I mean, that's the other option that you and I were throwing around.
I actually thought about that when he was saying it, yes.
You know, so if it's a Schwarber, DH, and maybe a Tatis, you trade for him.
He doesn't replace the power, though.
No, but he gives you a dynamic speed and a rifle from the outfield. No, for sure. A little bit of a different element there. You know, it's crazy. Of all the things that I think, right, that are on the table, what's Bellinger going to do? What's Pete going to do? What's Diaz going to do? Any other variable pertaining to both the Yankees and the Mets this offseason, the one thing that I am absolutely most sure about is the Mets will crush their new rotation. Their rotation will look so different, and it won't be fifth starters disguised as twos or fours disguised as ones. I think the Mets are going to crush the rotation, and I've said that for a while. I really believe that.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't.
and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.